Celebrity gossip on the go.
Get out.
Here's what's trending now.
Yeah, the lady's going down in the wood. That'd be Hollywood. Well, I don't know. This might be a sign that things are getting a little tight as far as nighttime big shows, late night. Seth Meyer is losing his band.
Oh.
Like, how about that? Like, you go to work, you've been having this show for years, I guess. And your band, you know, every late night show has got some sort of band.
True.
How about that meeting? They come in and they're like, we're going to have some budget cuts. We have to cut your band.
Hey. Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong. Is it Fred Armisen from Saturday Night, or formerly from Saturday Night Live?
Yes, the original drummer. And yes, it's called the Late Night 8G Band.
Aww.
And here's his theme song. Let's hear it. Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. You know, you come out, hey, welcome. All right. Well, what a crazy day today. I mean, whatever. And it's like they're losing their band. It's
late night talk show bands are like a staple.
They've become a lot more popular now than ever before, you know?
Yeah. You know, Fallon's is the same way.
Yes, of course.
I don't know if Stephen Colbert has one, but, you know, and they always like feed off of the leader, and that's who the late night talk show host gets to chat back and forth, a little banter. I don't know. I just think they could have, budget cut somewhere else. Have everyone bring their own toilet paper from home. I don't know.
No, of course. And, you know, I don't know. It just, unfortunately, they got to cut the band, so the band will be leaving.
What is he,
Thos? Yeah, not cool. Dang it.
Trending now.
Okay, fans are wondering what's going on with Nicki Minaj. Is she getting divorced?
Uh-oh, what's happening?
She sparked concern with a very bizarre video. And people are thinking maybe she teased a possible divorce announcement. And fans are saying, wow, I honestly hope she's okay. They're very concerned for Nicki. She, you know, seems to be recalling when she gave birth to her and her husband, Kenneth Petty's son, nicknamed Papa Bear, in September of 2020. She says, and in this video, Nicki says, and then one day they're yelling, push, and you're in pain. And she had a pink satin bonnet on her head. She looked good. She just, you know, had some tears rolling down her face. Then one day he comes out a beautiful baby boy. To God be the glory. She said, congratulations to every mama out there. You're doing a great job. In case anyone's told you, you're doing a great job. But they say she just was being very strange through the whole thing.
A little different.
And I'm saying, what is, you know, her talking about her son Papa Bear have anything to do with divorce?
Yeah, how did they get that from that?
Yeah, you know? I don't know. A lot of people are just saying, I honestly hope she's okay. I think she tweeted out some stuff, too, to make people think that, whoa, something is going on.
Something a little off,
different. Yeah, she must have teased something with her husband, Kenneth Petty. But yeah, just so many people. I think today what's trending this morning when you're waking up is Nicki Minaj divorce.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Well, just from a little, you know, maybe 5-minute video that she posted.
True.
We'll see if she releases more details in the days to come.
Maybe it's nothing. We'll see. Yeah, boy. So yesterday I was a little bummed because I think Joey Chestnut was kicked out of Nathan's hot dog eating championship. Oh, come on.
Okay, I'm telling you right now, I heard about this and I'm like, what is going on? Who did he tick off? What's happening?
Yeah, well, the sports world kind of rocked from the hot dog guy with news that Joey Chestnut will not be able to participate in the 2024 Nathan's Famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest. Oh, it happens every 4th of July.
And we just are used to hearing the name Joey Chestnut. He participates no matter what.
Gosh, he's won the event 16 times.
Wow.
Mind you, is the 8-time defending champion. So he's won 8 in a row of the past 8 years.
Gosh.
But he signed a deal to represent Impossible Foods, which is a vegan brand to Nathan's. And he just signed a deal with them. And then Nathan's, of course, got a little ticked off about it and said, okay, well, you're going to sign with them. Then you can't participate in our eating contest.
Wow. I hope that money was worth it.
Yeah.
Because he just got the boot.
You can't kick out the hot dog champion. Wow. Come on.
In second place with 63 hot dogs and buns, Takeru Kobayashi.
Chestnut has done it!
In first place with 66 hot dogs and buns, Joey Chestnut!
Baby, it's been the best 3 years of my life, and I can't live without you. Will you marry me?
Yes!
record. 74 Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs and Buns.
He's done it. Joey Chestnut has the new world record.
With 62 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes for his 16th win, I give you the number one ranked eater in the world, Joey Chestnut.
There you go. I mean, he actually did propose to his girlfriend after a win.
Wow.
He's had so many world records, so many memories of Leo and Rebecca the past 23 years. I mean, of Joey Chestnut.
Joey Chestnut.
Eating hot dogs.
How about I forget that he has to eat the hot dog and the bun? And they said it in each one of those, you know, when they were awarding him or whatever.
Yes.
You know, 66 hot dogs and buns. I'm like,
dang.
That's a lot of wieners. That's a lot of buns.
So they don't know if maybe something can be worked out by then or what's happening. But
well, he's got what, till July 4th? This competition is July 4th of
July
every year?
I mean, it's coming up, though.
It really is. It'll be here before you know
less
it.
Less than a month. So anyways, a look back at Joey Chestnut. We've seen the last of him eating hot dogs.
Is it really the end of an era for pretty much everything this year? What is going on?
Joey Chestnut, Leo and Rebecca.
Pat Sajak.
What the heck?
I don't know what's happening.
You know?
Ben and J-Lo calling it quits for the second time. Something's happening. Something's in the atmosphere.
But something you all didn't know, in the past 23 years that me and Rebecca have been doing this, I've probably eaten as many hot dogs as Joey Chestnut.
Thank you. He ain't playing.
I ain't lying.
He loves him a hot dog.
What? This week.
It's the final time.
And I'm like, hang on.
You're like, no, it really is the final countdown.
What's
going on?
How does this song come on our final week here on B93? And I'm just like, well, there it is. I mean, it's just meant to be, I guess.
Hey, a little known fact about Rebecca. I know how to play that little beginning riff on a piano on a keyboard.
Shut up.
Yep.
No way.
Yep.
E.
There's something you never knew about me.
Never knew.
Yeah. Like a cousin taught me or something when I was little.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Wow, after 23 years, I'm finding this out.
You're finding out I'm a piano prodigy.
I did not know you were a pianist.
Wow.
Well, I cannot play the piano on that song here.
Okay.
But I can whistle it.
Oh, of course you can. Whistle it Disney style.
Why is everything Disney style when I whistle?
I don't know, but I definitely think that's your next career. I just on your resume, you add Disney Whistler. Whistling Dixie? Whistling Disney?
Yeah, I guess so. So, wow.
Wow.
Who knew?
What a great song, too, by the way.
Yeah, and it is our final countdown. And there it is with Rebecca on piano. Wow. Who knew? Who knew?
Through with you.
Love it.
While you're taking your kids to school, keep your eyes on the road and your ears on Leo and Rebecca in the morning.
You ready?
B93. The 432's Morning Show. Leo and Rebecca
in the morning.
Only on B93. 23.
Time. What's she up to?
She's mad because some guy insulted the doctor, and that's what you don't do. I'm telling you right now.
She's the assistant to the assistant to the assistant to the doctor?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello, my name is Carmen. Can I please speak to Sean?
Yes.
Hi, I'm the assistant to the assistant to the assistant to Lisette, who hired you to be an escort for the medical conference last week. And I just got I just got off the phone with Dr. assistant, and she said that you yelled at him in front of everyone.
I
don't think it's funny you yelling at a 72-year-old man, Sean.
You don't, like, that doctor has something wrong with him, man. Like,
well, hold on a second. What do you mean he had something wrong with him? He's 72. Are you being ageist? Yeah. Are you saying that you don't like old doctors?
I'm not ageist, but, like, if you disrespect a person like that? Like, he just kept on saying that everything was preposterous.
That wasn't your job, though. Your job was to... Your job. What do you mean he started? Excuse me. How old are you?
I'm 32.
And you weren't hired to argue. You were hired to escort.
Listen, lady, if you heard the stuff that was coming out of his mouth...
I wouldn't be listening to whatever came out of his mouth. My job wasn't to listen to him.
I have no choice. I'm escorting him around.
Exactly. So keep your eyes open, not your ears.
I'm taking him around. I'm doing my job. I'm doing what I was supposed to
exactly.
do.
Exactly. We hired you to be an extra set of eyes and
so
feet.
What's the problem?
We didn't need your mouth or ears. Hello?
Hello?
Hola, this is Carmen. I believe we were disconnected.
No, we weren't.
No, you insulted a learned doctor. So you need to apologize.
Manners.
Oh, and your manners are top-notch, cursing at a lady.
I don't want to work for this company if this is going to be the way
if
that
what? You can't insult elderly doctors?
The doctor was ridiculous. You're ridiculous. This is a clown show. This is a f***ing clown show.
Stupid.
Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93. Wake up, B. Time to give a shout out. Leo and Rebecca with the birthday holla on the Basin's number one for hip hop. B93.
Having a big old birthday.
Let's see here. Good morning. So sad. This is the last birthday shout out from y'all.
Aww.
But please send a big happy 14th birthday to my Selena Lujan from all of your family. We love you.
Aww.
She knows.
Happy, happy birthday.
Selena, happy 14th, and then happy future 15th and 16th
and 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th. We took care of the next 5 years for you.
There you go. There you go.
We
got you.
Be here.
Selena Lujan, happy birthday to you. Let's see. David says, I'd like to announce a happy 20th anniversary to me and my Gracie. Oh, it's their anniversary. You're the best thing that's ever happened to me. Thanks for making our life complete. So blessed. Wow.
Nice.
David and Gracie, happy 20-year anniversary to the both of you.
Gotta love that.
That's awesome.
All right. Celebrity-wise, who's having a birthday? Abby Lee is 37, Australian model. You might remember her from The Dark Tower, Gods of Egypt, or as the Dag in Mad Max Fury Road.
Huh.
So, some stuff. She's been in some stuff. Kendra Wilkinson, 39 years old.
She was from The Girls Next Door.
Oh.
She's one of Hugh Hefner's former girlfriends, right?
Boom, yeah.
Is that who that is? Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. Dave Franco, 39. James, younger brother.
So, yeah, Dave Franco's a cutie.
There you go. So, big happy birthday right there. And those are some of the birthdays. If it's your birthday...
Big birthday shouts to you.
Without a doubt. All right, shall we spin it?
Let's go, let's go.
Let's spin the morning again, Will.
On this hump day. The final Wednesday of spinning the wheel. Let's see here. It's spinning. It's landing on what this morning?
Oh, my gosh. As all week long, Leo and Rebecca flashback here. Dang it.
Wow.
Dang it. How well do we know each other game?
Oh, my gosh.
The how well do we know each other game. You can help us decide with that and win some Domino's Pizza plus some Synergy passes. All you got to do is dial it up at 563-993. Caller 9. Good luck.
Leo and Rebecca and Lee. B.
Good morning, B93.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
What's up? Who is this?
Nathan.
Nathan in the house. All right, Nathan, you ready to do this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. All right. You know, it's our final week here, so we're kind of looking back at 23 years of Leo Rebecca in the morning. You know this?
Yeah, it's sad, man. I've been listening to y'all since probably about 98, 99.
Dang! I was 10 then. That's impossible.
Sure. All right, let's do this. We've got our studio audience of one in the house this morning. He's the one
Good
that goes.
Morning.
He's the one that goes. Birthday,
holla,
holla. Also known as Kevin Chase, who has been a big, big part of our lives in radio. We've worked with him many, many years.
For 30 years.
30 years.
At least.
We're probably the one coworker we have worked with the longest.
Yes.
So we thank you for being with us. We thank you for being an awesome friend. And we're going to miss you, bro.
Yeah.
So thank you.
I'm really going to miss y'all.
I'm like, wow, you're going to make him cry, Leo.
Exactly. Well, I've got stuff to read. You can't make me cry.
I wanted to spotlight you here this morning.
Okay? Aww, putting you in the spotlight. And also,
no wonder I'm hot.
Okay. All right, so, bro, he's going to throw out, and you say you kind of guess who's going to get the answer right. Is it Leo that's going to get it right, or Rebecca, or both? You can say Leo, Rebecca, or both, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. First one.
All right, you're shipwrecked on a desert island with your favorite food. What is it?
Oh! Hey. Who's going to get that right? I've got to tell you what Rebecca's is. She's going to tell you what mine is. Who's going to get it right? Leo, Rebecca, or both?
I think Leo's going to get it right.
Okay.
Wow. I mean, I don't disagree with you, but I actually think I know the answer to this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's see here. All right, ladies first.
Okay. So you're shipwrecked on an island. Say it again.
You're shipwrecked on a desert island with your favorite food. What is it?
Do I have to pinpoint one food or just a type of food? I'm just going to throw out Chinese food for Leo. Just any kind of Chinese food, whether it's noodles or egg drop soup or anything. Yeah, just Chinese food.
Wontons, yeah. Whatever.
You would be correct. All right, mine's going to be tough. Rebecca is a... I think Rebecca is a picky eater.
And so, you're not wrong. And my favorite food... Well, no, I do have a favorite food that I would eat for the rest of my life I would survive on, but I don't think you're going to get it right because I think I know what you're going to guess.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Well,
give it a shot.
I'm going to go with just what has been of the late, and I'm going to say some sort of salad.
I knew you were going to say that. Wrong. The one food I could eat for the rest of my life and not get tired of it is pizza.
Oh, okay.
Pizza. I eat pizza at least once a week.
Wow.
There you go. Domino's
pizza.
But
you're not wrong with my salad.
Of course, Domino's pizza. All right. Next question.
Okay. What is the one crazy human trick that you do well?
What crazy human trick that you do or I do well? Who's going to get this right? Leo, Rebecca, or both, bro?
I say both of y'all.
We're both going to get it right.
Okay.
Right.
Do you want me to go first? Yeah, you go first on this one because I want to see what you're going to say.
Okay. Rebecca's crazy human trick is to tie a knot in her mouth, the little cherry knot stem things.
Cherry stem.
Yes. Would that be correct?
Yeah. I honestly thought you were going to go with how flexible I am. Like, my flexibility is my best human trick, but no, you're right. Any cherry stem I can tie knot with my tongue. My mouth, no fingers involved. I think your crazy trick, you just did it this morning, whistle like a Disney princess.
Wow, you didn't have to throw in princess. You really did not have to throw in princess. You could have just said whistle. Yes, I do crazy Disney whistling. You got it right.
Yeah, you can whistle while you twerk. All right, hit us with the next one.
All right, the next one is, what is your partner's celebrity crush?
Oh my goodness. This is crazy.
This is hard. I have so many.
You do.
I do.
Go with the one you
Here's the thing. My mama always used to say how boy crazy I was. Even my mother knew that. Isn't that crazy?
What?
And some things never change. All right. So I guess yours, you guess mine.
Well, yeah.
Do you want me to go first?
We're going to ask him first. Okay. Who's going to get it right? Leo, Rebecca, or both?
I think Rebecca's going to get it right.
Okay.
All
right.
All right. Leo's celebrity crush would be Jessica, the way he says it, Alba.
Yes, you'd
Yay!
Be correct. Hey! Selma used to be on that list as well.
Oh, Selma, too. I forgot about her. But
Selma
mind you,
Hayek.
I started following Jessica Alba on Selma and Jessica for Leo on Instagram. And every now and then I'll throw in a picture. I'm like, look, they're in a bikini today. Hold up.
This one's going to be so tough because Rebecca's got many different ones.
No, it's not tough.
But I'm going to go with an answer that I think she's going to say is not right, but she doesn't realize how much she says his name all the time.
Oh, damn.
And that is the actor Andy Garcia.
Oh!
Yeah.
You see, you're not going to say that. But you mentioned him in the last 23 years so many times. I was also going to go with maybe Ricky Martin.
Yes! That's number one. Ricky Martin's my number one. In fact, I just recently subscribed to Apple TV Plus because I wanted to watch Palm Royale, because Ricky Martin's in it. And yes, I binged it in one weekend. But you know, you could go Jason Momoa, you could go Ricky Martin, you could go Andy Garcia because he's so sexy, an older guy. And you could even go Ben Affleck. That's kind of what I thought you were going to say as of late.
Right.
J-Lo, you better watch it, girl. I'm waiting.
Thank you. She is waiting. All right. Are we done or is there one more?
No, there's one more.
All right. One more, bro. Here we go.
All right. What is the best gift you have ever been given?
Oh, my God.
So by the other one, of course.
By the other one. Okay. Yeah. Who's going to get this right, bro? Me, Rebecca, or both?
I say both of y'all.
Both of y'all are going to get this right. Oh, this one's tough.
Oh, this is hard.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you right now, and I've said it for many years, I'm the worst gift giver because I am so indecisive. I pick something, I put it back. I buy something, I take it back. I really do. I'm bad. I think Leo will get this one. What do you think is the...
The best gift I've given you?
Yeah.
I'm going to say... I've given you lots of stuff. I've given you books. I've given you...
I don't even know what I've given you.
I think the best one that I've given you is your record player with maybe the vinyl record that came with it.
Oh, that was good. Yeah, that was good because you gave me the very first album. You started my album collection. It was Richard Marx.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What would you say?
Kevin, did you know I love Richard Marx?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I would have said that, but as of late, I really do love my I Hate People shirt that you bought me. I do.
You were wearing it yesterday.
I was wearing it yesterday. If you ever see me out and about, just know Leo gave it to me because he knows me so well. Gosh, Leo, I don't know what I've given you over the years.
Nothing.
That's a lie.
No, you know what you've given me that I use? Gosh. You probably don't even know I use. You gave me a Dallas Cowboys Bluetooth radio speaker so that I could play everything off my phone on it. I still use it to this day in my little man cave shed. And so you don't know that, but that to me was one of the coolest gifts you've given me. So there
it
is.
I gave you that. Are you sure it wasn't Kevin? Oh, this is awesome.
No, I give you record plaques, remember?
Oh, yeah.
You Michael Jackson and, of course, Ricky Martin for her.
Wow. I'm telling you, Kevin gives the best gift. I think we can agree on that, Leo.
Yeah, that's true. All right, bro. You know what? You're the winner in all this because you get some Domino's pizza and you get some Synergy passes, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. And we thank you for listening all these years. God bless you. And what station just hooked it up for you, man?
B93.
Wendy's is open till
after this banger. You're going to want to hear what's next. More Leo and Rebecca on the Basin's number one for hip hop. B93.3 app. Celebrity gossip on the go.
Get out.
Here's what's trending now.
Yeah, the lady's going down in the wood. Hollywood, we got more trending now on this Wednesday, June 12th. Hit it up.
Trending now.
Okay, so Cher recalls being the first to use auto-tune on her song, Believe.
Oh, you know, that song came out what? I was like
98, 99? Yeah. Okay, yeah, you and I are in the same vein.
Somewhere around there, and I can remember hearing it and going, what is that?
Yes,
that's cool.
It was super cool. She says it was the first time auto-tune was ever used. She was telling Jennifer Hudson on an appearance on the Jennifer Hudson Show, and she actually kind of revealed a little secret as to actually how it even came to be. She says it was an argument with a producer that led to her 1998, by the way, awesome.
Okay, got it.
Her comeback hit Believe. She says, yeah, it was an argument with this person, and that's exactly how it came to be.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
From an argument came like a cool song. Cool
yeah,
moment, you know?
She says it was called a pitch machine, and it happened because we argued that she says, I love him. We were good since then, obviously. She said we never had any other argument, but we were doing the song, and the chorus sang itself, but the verse was just like, it was just there. She didn't like the way it sounded. So she said she kept trying to bounce ideas off of everyone saying, how can we make it better? How can we make it better? Because I'm singing as good as I can. And so she says, yeah, that's just one of those things where he was like, hey, he threw out the pitch machine to me. And she's like, my voice doesn't need to be pitched. I'm good. Everything's fine. It's not my voice that's the problem. Just right. Tell me what I can do differently. And she says he insisted. For a couple of hours, they worked on this song. And she says it came out really interesting, so I ended up loving it. So basically, she was pushing back on the auto-tune, and the producer suggested the pitch machine.
Well,
and she likes
now,
the final sound. She loved it.
Can we all now thank this guy for making her do it? Because he's the one that actually was like, hey, just do it. Trust me. It's going to be good. And wow, not only that, it's probably legendary. You know?
Yeah, and because of him, she can actually take credit for being the first ever auto-tune song.
Yeah.
And so, hey.
Love that.
There you go. Wow. Something beautiful.
Trending now.
Well, Rihanna recently talked about being a boy mom. She's got her sons RZA and Riot, whom she shares with her partner A$AP Rocky. And so she talked about wanting to be a girl mom. And so, you know, the interviewer was like, wait a minute, are you trying to give us some news or something? She says, you know what? I hope I do have more children at some point. But if you're asking me if I'm pregnant now, no, I'm not.
She's not.
Okay, she says, I'd definitely love to have more kids. But honestly, she's been so busy with her Fenty brand. And as a matter of fact, this week, she launched her new Fenty hair.
Wow.
So she's venturing into hair products. Also, she says she wore a shirt the other day and paparazzi got a picture of it. It says retired. And so people are going, oh my gosh, you're putting out a message. You're retiring from music, aren't you? You're just going to continue with your beauty brand. She says, no. She's like, it's just a fun shirt that I saw that
but
I bought.
It says retired.
And she says it was just a lot of fun. But she says, no, I actually am getting back into the studio.
Wow.
She says, give me a second. I'm coming back with new music.
Love that.
I just barely started working on it.
I mean, she's been mama now doing the mama thing. And yeah, I'm like, please get back in the studio. We need some new Rihanna music.
That's what we're saying. She says, it's coming. Just be patient.
And maybe we need to borrow that retire t-shirt. Wait a minute. I'm just saying, maybe.
Great. Look at you.
Wow. Three. Nope. They weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Because I've been waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on B93.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. What's going on, girl?
So, oh my gosh, thank you so much for having me.
Yes.
So, things with Dan, they were so good, and then he just disappeared on me.
Wow. I mean, you're like...
I know.
You're like, you're not ghosting me. No way.
Right? Me, okay?
Wow, so what,
really?
What went down on the dates? What happened?
So... it was amazing. We met at the club, and I was there with my girls, and he was there with his friends, and we was dancing, and we could not get enough of each other. You know?
Oh, look at you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So things were really good.
Really good. You know, my friends were like, he is so hot. Go for it. So I did.
Girl.
And so he came over for snacks.
It was fun.
Wow.
Wait a minute
not
now.
Mincing words.
Calm it down.
Mm-mm.
So things heated up a little, yeah? A little?
To say
a
the
little
least.
Bit. A little bit.
Okay. And then what happened? Did anything go wrong that you could think of or something pop up that was, you know?
I don't know. I mean, we let things kind of up in the air. So I just texted him the next afternoon. It was great dancing the night away with you. And then I reached out a few days later to check in, and he just never answered.
Wow. Hmm. And that was it, huh?
I know.
What's his problem?
Well, you know, what we could do is try to reach out to Dan and see what is going on and why he kind of ghosted you, you know?
Yeah, that would be amazing because it was really one of the best nights ever.
All right, Marty.
We're going to do that next.
Don't go nowhere. We'll see what happens, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Nope, they weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Because I've been waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on B93.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm looking for Dan.
Yeah, this is Dan. Who is this?
Hey, this is Leo and Rebecca, second chance date.
What's up?
And we were calling to see if you remember your recent date with Madi.
Yeah, I remember Madi.
Yeah, well...
I thought he was going to say he didn't remember.
I'm wondering what's up, because you didn't get back to her, and we were just wondering, you know...
Why'd you ghost her?
You know, why you didn't, you know, reach back out to her.
Hmm. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, she's an interesting one, Marty.
Oh.
Yeah?
How so? Why?
I mean, what's the reasoning behind... She said y'all had a good time, no?
True.
You really want me to get into this?
Yeah. Oh. Well, she wants some answers. I mean, yeah.
Why are you so hesitant?
Yeah, I mean, we... All right, we had a good time. And I mean, we got along really well, I'm not going to lie, until I learned about her dirty little secret.
Oh,
wow. Her dirty little secret?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wait, which is? Are you going to share it with
so
us?
Dirty
or what?
About it? You know, what do you mean?
I mean, it's just something really disgusting.
Oh. Well, I mean, you know, it can't be that bad.
That's
I
what mean, you mean by you dirty. Know? Okay.
I mean, it's. Look. All right. I didn't want to get into it, but I'll tell you just real quick.
Tell us.
She had. You know the long kind of nails that girls stick onto their other nails or whatever?
Yeah, like acrylics? Like I have right now. These.
Yeah. So we were hanging out at her place, and I noticed one of them came off.
And?
And it's just, I mean, it's kind of disgusting, but okay. It came off, and underneath, her nail was disgusting. It was like broken and raggedy and like bloody and like moldy. I don't even know. It was nasty.
What?
What are you talking about, man? I have perfect hygiene.
Okay.
Bro, for real? I'm so healthy.
Yeah, dude, Marty's on the line, dude.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got that.
You're confused.
Why are you worried about a nail, bro? I had extras. I glued another one on after you left. My hands look amazing.
No, it's not about that. It's about what's underneath, and your actual nail was... Look, I'm sorry, but I can't unsee what I saw. Like, I'm not an expert, but I'm pretty sure girls clean and, like, you know, file whatever their nails before they put on the face.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, but in case of emergency, we all just put another one on, fix things later.
Thank
it's
you.
It's not a big deal.
That part.
Yeah, okay, look, you got a lot going for you, Maddie, and we had a real connection, but my first impression of you is always going to be that broken, dirty-ass nail.
Wow.
And wow. My second impression of you is that you're petty.
Yeah.
And if anybody is gross, it's you.
There you go.
Gross wow. for noticing okay. something like that. Seriously.
Yeah, I think he's gone. Wow, Marty, that's insane.
Did he hang up?
I mean, over a nail.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, I broke a nail yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's no. I mean.
No.
That can't be it. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
That cannot be it. Mm-mm.
Wow.
Yeah. No.
Like, oh, like you're the first person to ever put on a press-on nail.
Exactly. You
know? Yeah, and to ever break a nail, please. Grow up.
Clearly you take care of yourself,
wow.
girl.
Okay.
Well put together.
Look, things didn't work out, but at least now we know why, you know? And you know what?
Or at least his excuse why.
Like, you know what? I'll go get me a new set of nails and on to the next, right?
True.
On to the next. Bye, good luck.
Oh, Marty.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
You're a great
Thank
person.
You, Marty. And hopefully at least we got some answers for you, okay?
Yeah, no, now I can put it to bed.
There
you know
go.
What I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
But, like, not in the good way.
Okay. Yes.
Hey,
there
Marty,
you go,
you've
girl.
Been a pleasure. Thank you so much. Okay?
Thank you, Marty.
Thank you.
You got
Thank
it.
You. Bye.
Bye.
Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
Yeah, all right, time for another edition of We Can I Make This?
Ish. Oh.
Can't do it.
Wow. All right, so a woman by the name of Dana McMichael lost her wedding ring recently.
Oh, you know, we hear these stories where, oh my gosh, I was on the beach, I was over here, I was on the lake, I was this and that, I went skiing, I lost my ring, and dang it.
Yeah, absolutely. Her wedding ring went missing.
That wing wing. I thought I saw a rabbit.
While she was traveling on vacation, and mind you, she was traveling with an 11-year-old and a 2-year-old. And she says, I was beyond jet lagged. So let me tell you, wow, she was traveling from Atlanta to the Philippines, then to Thailand. Hang on. You've been to Thailand.
I've been to Thailand.
Yeah. So she was just, you know, she's got her kids. She's traveling, everything, and she's exhausted. And she says, I just remember, you know, once I landed, I had taken my wedding ring off to shower. And I think I set it there on the sink. And she's like, gosh, I'm thinking back. Did I take it off on the plane? No, I took it off before I took a shower. Then what did I do after that? Oh, I took some vitamins. Okay, cool. And then after that, took a drink of water. Then she realized her mistake.
Uh-oh.
She says, I remember putting 2 magnesium pills, 2 hair vitamins in my hand, and just gulped them down with a big old gulp of water. And I'm like, you know what? I think I swallowed my wedding ring along with my vitamins.
Stop it.
Yes.
It's take two pills and call me in the morning, not take two pills in a wedding ring.
Thank you. So she says, once I realized what had happened, I thought, I have got to get to a hospital. But remember, she's in Thailand.
I got you.
So she says, it took me a couple of days to get to a medical facility in Thailand. She says, I got an x-ray, what? And sure enough, there was my wedding ring. I had swallowed
it. No, it was there in the x-ray.
There was a band reveal that was detailed with intertwining rings in her abdominal area. So it's not just one little, like, look like this ring that I'm wearing right now, where it's just a nice little one solid.
Yeah.
It's the ring. It's the wedding band.
No.
It's everything.
Wow.
She says, wow. She goes, lack of sleep, traveling with kids, everything, being on a plane for so long. She says, yeah. So what they told me to do was try to maybe shove my finger down my throat and see if I could somehow cause myself to throw it up.
To regurgitate it.
But yeah, she says at that point, because she's telling them, well, what can you guys do to retrieve it? They says, well, you might just have to wait for it to pass naturally. If the throwing up, regurgitating part ain't going to work, well, good luck to you finding it maybe a day or two later. And that's exactly what happened.
So you're telling me she found it in her caca?
Yes.
Oh!
There is so much with this poor woman and her story. Right down to realizing she swallowed it, trying to get to a medical facility in Thailand to see if it really is in the x-ray in her stomach. It was. Then they couldn't surgically remove it.
Right.
She couldn't throw it up. So she just passed it the natural way. And all's well that ends well. She definitely had to take it to a jewelry cleaner.
Oh,
don't play.
No.
Because I can't just spray some little... Windex on that thing.
No.
It needs to be deep cleaned.
That thing was in your phone. You need to clean it.
We can't make this ish up for real.
Don't want
to. There's so much with this story.
I can't.
Mm-mm.
Wow.